Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Devin Dreeshan, Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors for the Province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thank you, Kyle, for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
All right. First thing I want to touch on here today is you made an announcement with the Premier the other day about more money for, infrastructure projects and transportation in a number of rural communities around across Alberta. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening there?
Well, yeah, overall, over $114 million in provincial grants are going out to communities all across the province. And in the Peace River constituency, there's actually $2 million going into about two different bridge replacements, culvert replacement, and some slide remediation work in Northern Sunrise County and Mackenzie County. So these are specific grants that help out municipalities in their own projects. So the province doesn't own this infrastructure, but the province wants to make sure it can help out rural municipalities in building out their critical infrastructure that needs repairs or replacements.
And certainly when it comes to supporting the rural areas with some of this funding such as this, how big is it to help a lot of these rural communities in making sure that their infrastructure and whatnot is working just good?
Well, obviously the province has 5,000 of its own bridges. It's got 64,000 lane kilometers that it has to maintain in its provincial highway network. But obviously municipalities have thousands of bridges and thousands of kilometers that they need to take care of as well. So this is just a way in which the province can help out municipalities to be able to build out that critical infrastructure. And it's really a prioritization setting process, because obviously there's more demands out there than capital dollars in both the municipalities and within the province. So making sure that we can address the areas that need it most is great work that happens within the municipalities and the province to be able to identify where we need to divert the funds this year and then obviously going into next year.
On the topic of bridges, obviously a very big one here at Peace River is the bridge we got here that's had some interesting delays, shall we say, happen with the project, and certainly there has been some frustrations expressed from people in the community here. What is, I guess, kind of the latest going on with that bridge project at Peace River right now?
Sure. Well, usually for any construction project, as soon as you start digging in the dirt, it gets more complicated. So we've done the preliminary engineering and it's underway right now, trying to find the best location for the bridge and obviously the best alignment for it to happen. So we have, rough high level estimates of what that bridge would look like, but it obviously depends on the alignment and the location of it. And then once that's finalized, then there's, land purchases, there's permits, whether it's provincial or federal, to cross the river. So once we find out exactly where the bridge could go, then obviously all these other shoes have to drop, all these other hurdles have to be jumped through, and then more detailed design work after that, which would probably take a year. And then for a bridge of that size, probably 2 to 3 years of construction in a best case scenario.
And certainly you mentioned that particular project there, replacing the ferry Tompkins Landing. There's also been obviously 686 connecting the Peace Region to Fort McMurray. So definitely a number of different things going on in northwestern Alberta. How important is it to help kind of this region in particular get, more connected, if you will, with some of these projects?
So Highway 686 is obviously a really interesting project. The three First Nations that we've consulted with to essentially extend 686 from where it is now out towards Fort McMurray and then being able to access all the different communities within and really unlock the resource sector across northern Alberta, essentially being able to go from Fort McMurray straight west towards Grand Prairie is a big undertaking. It would be a 215-kilometer new road that would be added to the provincial highway network. And obviously, we usually just kind of improve existing roads. So having a new road of that size being built is something that hasn't happened in a long time in the province. But obviously, the importance of northern Alberta is really, really on showcase of us trying to be able to build what will probably be over $1 billion road in northern Alberta, connecting communities from east to west and on north.
And whenever we have guest joints here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, I always like to add in a little bit of a personal question. Of course, summertime right now, a lot of people maybe checking out some different areas of the province for their holiday plans. Now, you yourself, the MLA for Innisfail Sylvan Lake, what are some interesting things going on in your riding that people might want to check out this summer?
Well, Glenifer Lake is a beautiful reservoir, actually, just west of Innisfail. And if you haven't gone out there, I'd encourage people to. There's some beautiful cliffs that people are not allowed to jump off of, but it's a beautiful man-made lake and a beautiful part of the province. So if you are in central Alberta and you want to go to the Innisfail Golf Course and then Glenifer Lake, you definitely wouldn't be disappointed.
Nice sell job there, I guess. Devin Tarishan, the transportation minister for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it. Take care.